It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This weekend, the second annual Thrival Innovation and Music Festival is happening at the Bakery Square site on the East Liberty Shadyside border. The now two-day festival is being held tomorrow and Sunday. It provides an outlet for entrepreneurs to get the word out on their projects, as well as the opportunity to bring major national music acts to the city. I'm joined now by festival organizer Bobby Zappala, CEO of Thrill Mill, Inc., a startup incubator. Bobby, good to have you back with us.
Yeah, Paul, it's great to see you again. Thanks for having me. It's kind of terrifying to be referred to as festival organizer. I didn't know that this is where I was going to land, but I guess it's working so far.
Well, we know you get help. You know, you're not doing this alone. You have help from the able-bodied Don Law, or is it Dan?
Well, you know, as of this morning, he's now officially Don, or as we would call him affectionately in Pittsburgh, Don Law.
Yeah, right. And joining us by phone from somewhere in the Midwest is Justin Pierre, founding member and lead singer-songwriter of Motion City Soundtrack, one of the bands playing this year's festival. Justin Pierre, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm currently in Janesville.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
So you guys haven't gotten very far, have you?
No, we tend to like have a plan like, okay, we're going to leave at 6, which usually means 8. You know, I give 2 or 3 hours late is usually what happens. But we just didn't want to drive all day today and be miserable for the show tomorrow. So we got a head start. So I think today's going to be good, and then tomorrow's going to be great.
Good.
That's my plan.
We're looking forward to it and to talking more about you and the band. But first, Bobby Zappala, it is year two of the Thrival Festival. So how is this year different?
So this year is different in two principal ways. Most obviously from the standpoint of the breadth of music offering. Last year, while it was a one-day festival, it was also kind of bifurcated between a 12 to 5 p.m. element that was focused on innovation and then a 5 to 10 period that was music-focused. So it's literally 4 times bigger in terms of the amount of music that's going to be going on over the next 2 days, which is very exciting. And I think you know, we're very excited about the diversity of bands that we have and the different sounds. And Justin, we're really excited to see you guys tomorrow. So it's going to be a lot of fun. On the other side of the coin, last year we had more of kind of a passive setup where we had organizations and companies around the city who are entrepreneurial and innovative set up in Bakery Square with some tables and some tents and talking about the things that they're working on and educating folks on how they can get involved in the startup world. This year, we've actually hosted a series of events all week long to get people involved and to share ideas and to learn and to you know, really start gaining some more momentum around all the great things that are happening here in Pittsburgh. So we've had workshops on social media. We've had workshops on state of the gaming industry, the film and entertainment. So really all across the board, different things that are happening here. Over 1,000 people have already come through our doors at Thrill Mill and Alpha Lab Gear and other spaces in East Liberty that help support the infrastructure for startups.
Well, I have to congratulate you on the growth of the festival and also on incorporating the word bifurcation into your response.
I'm really sorry about that. It's been a long week.
That's maybe the second time that's ever been dropped into a conversation here on Essential Pittsburgh. In addition to Motion City Soundtrack, what bands do we have on the bill?
So on Saturday, we have Portugal the Man. We have Phosphorescent. We have Talib Kweli. We have some really great local acts. We have 1-2-3s. We have the Red Westerns and a young man who's at Pitt right now. His name is Tyree. We also have Rory coming in. On Sunday, we have Moby playing a DJ set.
Moby, that's huge.
Yeah, we're very excited to have him coming in. This whole kind of concept of innovation in music really fits with his mantra, so it works well. And then we also have Meyer Hawthorne, Green Velvet, Z-Trip. And then locally, we have Buku and Pittsburgh Track Authority performing. So more of an EDM feel to the Sunday crowd. And also, we don't know how it's going to work out, but just if you're going to attend on Sunday, there could be some really interesting twists involving some startups in Pittsburgh that are in the entertainment industry and music industry that could add some really cool visual elements to Sunday's part of the event.
And what does it mean to have some of these bigger names coming to Thrival in the East End this year? Does it signify that Thrival has arrived?
I would say to some extent, yes. I think we still have a lot of work to do. And for these fantastic bands like Motion City Soundtrack, and we want to really make sure that it's a first-class experience for Justin and his group and for the rest of the bands who are coming as well. We also, want to make sure that they have an enjoyable experience in and around Pittsburgh as a community as a whole, and so that when they think about this event in the future, which we obviously want to continue to grow moving forward, they want to come back and continue to grow the event with us. So I think it's great, not just from a standpoint of some validation for what Thrival is right now, but it can be really important in validating what Pittsburgh is and the direction that Pittsburgh's heading.
Well, let's get a little sample of the type of music that we're going to hear this weekend, and we'll bring in Justin Pierre here in a moment. But let's listen to part of a Motion City Soundtrack song. This is a tune called Everything Is All Right. Motion City Soundtrack, Everything Is All Right, and Justin Pierre, the lead singer-songwriter for Motion City Soundtrack. What led you, Justin, to make the Thrival Festival in Pittsburgh part of your tour?
Well, I think, first off, we were asked if we'd be interested. I think we actually had one show the day before, which makes me very sad because I'd really like to see Moby. But unfortunately, we're going to be playing another show somewhere else. And so that was already in plans. And then, one of our managers was like, "Hey, do you want to do this?" And we're like, "Hell yeah." Cause we actually just recorded our sixth album, and we played a show in Brooklyn last week. And that was our first show in 4 months. So it was really cool to be able to, you know, do that again. And I think these two shows, Thrival Festival, and the other one are going to be a lot of fun. And I think, I don't know. We like playing festivals in general, because I think it's just a great way to get out in front of a lot of people that, you know, might not know who you are. You know, I think obviously if you're headlining, you know, most of the people know who you are. But if you're not, like, even if you're second to last, there's still probably a handful of people that might not be familiar with you. And it's kind of fun to try to, you know, win them over and to, you know, prove yourself. So I don't know. It's just fun. It's a fun atmosphere to be in. And we kind of, and we've played the Warped Tour almost every year, not quite, but so it's kind of our thing, I guess, if you can call it that.
Well, yeah. It seems like the only way that a band can make money in this day and age is through touring. So explain how something like this fits the band's business model.
Oh, I'm horrible when it comes to the business aspect of things. I mean, being able to pay my rent, doing what I love, it was always the goal, you know, and even if I couldn't, I'd still do that. And then I'd just get another job to pay the rent. So I kind of, you know, I'm just fortunate because, knock on wood, I've been doing this for over 10 years and I can't believe that, you know, I'm still able to do it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, I'm beyond success, beyond anything I ever thought would happen. So, the fact that people are, you know, still asking us to do this and to play, I mean, I don't know. I'm going to sound like goofy or anything, but I'm just so happy that I get to do what I want to do for a living. And I can say that, you know, and I don't know how many people can. So,
But I guess what I'm asking, Justin, is in order to sustain that, how important is it to tie in with this crowd you're going to be in front of in Pittsburgh tomorrow with the tech and startup crowd?
I'm not sure. I was looking into this stuff, and I was really interested because I kind of got back into, I don't know if I'm going to answer your question because I'm really bad at, like, staying on point, but I noticed that there was something, and I think you even said about gaming, and I was like, I don't know, I recently just got back into playing video games, and I'm kind of an addict, but I've been reading, I don't know if you know Game Informer magazine, but that's something that I've been into, catching up on a bunch of that stuff, and so anyway, I noticed, I think it was yesterday, there was something about that, like some of the extra, the events outside of the music part of that. That was interesting. But sorry, I forgot what the original question was.
But just about how performing at a place like this, getting in front of mainly young entrepreneurs who are, you know, the kind of people that are inventing that gaming, that are coming up with those games that you're interested in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't see how that could be a bad thing. I think that, you know, getting in front of anyone is great, especially people that might not be familiar with you. And I have no idea who is or who isn't, but seeing as that stuff that I am into, I would like nothing more than for the people who make and create the stuff that I'm into to be into what I'm doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's, you know.
That's an answer that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about the second annual Thrival Festival happening in East Liberty this weekend. Our guests in studio, festival organizer Bobby Zappala, and with us by phone, Justin Pierre, lead singer of Motion City Soundtrack, one of the bands performing this weekend. Kalolo on Twitter asks a question for you, Bobby. Thrival has a very good lineup, but where are the women in the mix? Kalolo wants to know.
Hi, Kalolo. That's you know, it's a very important question to be asking, not just for the festival, but for the overall thematic of doing an event that's focused on creativity and innovation in Pittsburgh. We are consistently looking at building this organization in a way that incorporates diversity in all different aspects. It's very important to keep an eye on that. So I guess as a starting point, I'll say that you have to work within certain constraints when you have budgets and when you have you know, certain dates where you're considering hosting events, and you do the best that you can. And I can say with all truthfulness that was an element that we were really looking at as we were looking at acts, is how can we make sure that we create a diversity of sound and also a diversity in terms of the backgrounds of the folks who actually make the music.
This is how you decided which musicians to reach out to?
This is certainly part of that matrix. Yes, absolutely.
And what else went into that decision?
Really, it's about, to kind of pick up on Justin's point, you want to put the audience in front of some music and some sounds that they may not be entirely familiar with, that they may actually really like. And so there's a couple of different reasons why I think that works well. Number one, I think it's good for the artists, and that's great. But also it's good because you're melding different crowds together in the same space at the same time. And so you're getting different groups to interact. I like this genre. I like this genre. We may not necessarily go to the same concert at a traditional venue, but when we show up at a festival, we're going to see each other there because those groups are both performing. So I think that kind of adds a lot. It improves dialogue. It improves our city.
Justin Pierre, you mentioned that Motion City Soundtrack has a yet to be named studio album apparently it's just completed.
Yes.
Talk about the process of writing songs. Mm. You're the guy that does it. How much of your personal life and past experiences are part of that process?
I think all of it. For me, I don't know how other people do it. I think I'm starting now, you know, 10, 12, 15 years later to delve into writing from other people's points of view. But I think that mostly it's just my thoughts and whatever's going on in that moment. And it's kind of interesting because I can look back and I, you know, see what I was feeling or not feeling, you know, on each album. But as far as like the writings of the songs go, we all write together. You know, some of us, somebody might come up with a whole song or a whole idea, and then we'll each take it and kind of make it our own, or we just show up in a room and we start playing, and it's, you know, usually we know right away if something's working or not, well, I'll jump in and like have an idea. But I do write all the melodies and vocals, or words. And, yeah. And, I don't know. Did I answer the full question?
I think you did. You know, I read that, I read that during the writing of your last album, Go, you were really obsessed with death, which, which I think we're all kind of obsessed with to greater or lesser extent. So how did you end up using that, using this whole obsession with death as an inspiration for writing?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's just like a lot of people I knew, you know, whether it was old age or otherwise, you know, died during and before when we started writing that record. And I guess I was just sort of, it was just on my mind and I couldn't help thinking about it, but it was almost like I was sleepwalking, not through the process, but it was almost like I was just sort of walking in a haze, looking around. And that is more of a contemplative sort of, death obsession. Not in like a you know, super visceral kind of like, you know, beating the earth and yelling why kind of way. It was just more like looking around and observing in a haze. And yeah, I don't know, but I think, you know, whatever we're doing, I just kind of put a lot of whatever's going on in my life into it. And I don't really, I have no idea what this new record is yet. It usually takes a couple, you know, years for me to really figure it out. But I think the biggest difference between that last record and this one is that this one is definitely more upbeat. Whereas the last record was very somber, both in the tone of it, the songs sort of were similar. The music was similar to what the words were doing. Whereas this record's kind of harkens back to our earlier first couple of records where the music is super upbeat and poppy and catchy and fun. And the lyrics are kind of depressing if you pay attention to them. But if you don't, and you're just singing the words and singing along, they're fun and they're upbeat. But, you know, if you start looking a little deeper, you might notice some darkness below.
And is it an opportunity for you this weekend to take some of that new material and put it in front of people at Thrival?
Funny you should say that. We're thinking about it. Like we've never, you know, I mean, this is so new, and I think the record's not going to come out for a couple of months, so it would be sort of jumping the gun. But I think we're just so excited about it that it is something that we've talked about, but we have yet to play a song live together, you know, post recording. And sometimes things change from when you go into the studio to when you come out. So I'm not sure. I mean, maybe just as an exercise in fun, we could all, you know, go, this is the song, know it, and we're just going to wing it and see how it goes. Because that's kind of fun to do.
Why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should.
It sounds like what this festival's all about. And Bobby, how do you see Thrival growing and changing in coming years?
I think that we want to grow it in two ways in which it's grown this year. One is to continue to expand the diversity of the music offering. I think another key principle is continuing to build out all of the different kind of creative areas in Pittsburgh that are strong in this community, and make sure that more and more people are getting involved in the entire kind of cultural theme. And, you know, we're very lucky to have PNC as a presenting sponsor, and continuing to kind of ramp up their engagement as the years progress, which allows us to build out more infrastructure, make Thrival a longer term event that covers a broader scale of time, and is a platform that others in the community continue to use to engage.
Bobby Zappala is the organizer of the second annual Thrival Festival happening this weekend. And we've also been talking with Justin Pierre of Motion City Soundtrack, one of the bands lined up to perform. Thank you both for joining us. Justin, safe travels to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited about this festival and for being on your show.
We're excited to
Thanks,
have
Justin.
You. Thank you. Coming up, a look at this weekend's 50th anniversary of the Beatles' one and only performance in Pittsburgh with the men who made it happen. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.